Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Most Clicked. This week we are joined by lead strategist from Havas Education, Alex, and we're talking about rebrands, university rebrands. So Kyle, you covered a story recently. What was that story?
I was on the lookout for university rebrands because they go one of two ways, don't they? They normally go one way. The initial reaction from students is usually quite negative, but eventually they kind of get over it. But this one specifically around Cleveland State University and the actual costs associated with their rebrand. We don't get to see numbers like this very often. So Cleveland State University spent $1.4 million on their rebrand. Wow. And obviously there's a lot of stuff we don't see that's gone into that. But from a public perception, it looks like what they got was a new logo, a lot of pain on Twitter, a promotional video about the kind of school and things like that. It's got 500,000 views but zero engagement. It just doesn't scream success to me. But as I've said, it's hard to tell exactly what people get for the money on these things. But I'm glad Alex is here because I think it'd be good to have a look at how much a well thought out rebrand would cost and what different elements go into that. So Alex, yeah. I'll go over to you. You've worked on a few rebrands in several roles you've done in the past. It'd be good to hear a bit of insight from your own learnings here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, first off, I have not seen a university brand cost $1.4 million, especially in my experience in UK universities. I think it's an interesting one because when we first sort of broached the question of how much the university rebrand cost, it literally is how long is a piece of string, but it's what goes into that that's really important. And as you quite rightly say, Kyle, there's a lot behind the logo and a lot behind the visual identity and the treatment that gets pushed out, and obviously the beautiful brand video or whatever that comes with it. Actually, there's a lot of foundational work that needs to happen that can cost either a little bit or a hell of a lot. And so often there are things to consider around what insight and research you've already got available to you. So what do you know about what people are saying and thinking and feeling and doing with your brand as it currently stands? Understanding the stakeholder engagement piece. Now, one of the biggest parts of a university brand project is just the vastness of a university and the size of both the student population and the staff body, but also the democratic nature of a university, the committee structures, and the amount of participation that is encouraged by the university towards the student body. And that costs money. It costs time, and it costs money if you're doing it in-house or with an agency to really understand what that stakeholder engagement piece is, what are those touch points through the project, and really how do you ensure that you get the buy-in you need to. So it's really interesting that Cleveland State didn't necessarily have that, they got the black backlash at the end of it. And I think that's what's really interesting here is that every time I work on a university brand project, we want the final sign-off piece to be, well, duh, of course I thought, of course that's right. Why didn't I think for this in the first place? And so that requires a lot of that insight and strategy beforehand, which means that, that's I think where the body of the money is spent.
Sorry, Kyle. I can't even speak to brand projects, but even like the web projects that I work on, 90% of the work is bringing people along the journey, you know? And I just wonder whether the journey was very arduous and long, and maybe that's what racked up the huge bill here, perhaps. But then that doesn't seem to track against the output, maybe. But could this be a too many cooks situation?
I mean, if that's the amount, if it's $1.4 million worth of scope creep, then I would maybe question the project management that's going on there. I think from my perspective, I've seen universities rebrand projects, and obviously all the public tenders that are out there, they see, you know, you see a UK university rebrand really being between about 75,000 and 200,000. Very rarely would we see much over that. And those are when we're talking about those sort of mega brands, those brands that are household names like the UCLs and the Imperials of the world, those that, you know, are household names like Harvard and Cambridge. So those obviously would probably be in a slightly different stratosphere because there's a global super brand consideration around that. But when it comes to a normal, you know, a traditional university in the UK, that I wouldn't really expect to see anything over 200,000. So when you see 1.4, which obviously in UK money is probably about 700,000, that just feels like it, not even just a bit of scope creep. That's a really different kettle of fish.
Alex, you've done some more novel approaches to brand work in the past. One thing that kills me as a content marketer is usually as part of brand projects, there's this almost futile exercise done in marketing personas. And normally these are decided with no students in the room and people just thinking what they know about an audience. But you've looked at some student values in the past and how that translates into the messaging that a brand uses to position itself. Could you share with our audience a bit of insight into that? Because I think this is like 100 times more valuable than that traditional persona work that people do.
Absolutely. So as part of the insight gathering piece for a brand project, obviously you speak to students. And whilst personas are a tool that can be used in certain situations, branding, it's not quite right. Unless you are able to create something really data-driven and incredibly robust, which costs even more money than that, to create this really data-driven, robust persona types rather than pen portraits, it can be quite a challenging experience. So one of the pieces of work that I've done previously is very much looking into understanding the values of an individual, the values of a student body, and how they align to the values of a university. And so rather than understanding the what, so that really rational, we are number one in XYZ and we'll transform your life, actually, we create the space for you to feel creative or to feel that you can understand what your determination is, what success is to you, and we can help you achieve it. So understanding and tapping into those emotional values that underpin the decision-making journey alongside rankings, course, and location. And you know, that hopefully creates somewhat of a silver bullet. Obviously, there is no such thing as a silver bullet when it comes to university branding and student recruitment. But obviously, when it comes to core university brands, they are used for both recruitment but also wider stakeholder engagement pieces as well. So it's always important to understand not only the values of prospective and current students but also those who are interacting, and so you don't create a towns and gowns situation.
So the $1 million question, or the $1.4 million question, I guess, is how much should a university be spending on a rebrand?
It comes down to budget, buy-in, and scope. And when you take into account the university's turnover, the number of students, the amount of stakeholder engagement that needs to happen, it can, as I say, range from, I mean, a decent brand project should be in, probably in the region of 150,000.
Nice. Well, that's something that I think everybody can check off their list for their next financial year then. Kyle, is there anything else you'd like to add around this sort of topic of rebrands and the university that we've seen today?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to pick on some Alex said, actually. When we talk about emotions and feelings, I've seen some of Alex's analysis in the past and the way he looks at these problems. And there's all kinds of different metrics you can actually apply to even the emotional elements of branding. I think the one I'm thinking of in the past, Alex, is you actually indexed certain emotions and values of students compared to the sector overall. So you can actually see from work like this where your university students align themselves in terms of values and where you need to turn up the volume on certain messages like freedom or whatever it is, you know. But there's a lot of substance to this, and I think it's quite easy to get pulled in the direction of creative and how it looks. Mm. But you know, for me, often the most exciting stuff is in like the messaging and almost the foundation like, beneath that messaging. And you know, branding is it kind of gets a bad name. And you know, I think there's a lot of value in looking how this stuff actually helps you define a category and what you're known for. And we think of like the great brand case studies. You say Apple's got a great brand, right? And yeah, it does. But it wasn't the brand that got it there. It was the desire to create something different, a new sort of product. You know, we're looking at the world, and then the brand gains momentum with it later. So there's a lot of different perspectives on this. And you know, just to think of branding as like a logo, as we've said, it's quite limiting. So yeah, I mean, that's just my sort of comments there. But
yeah,
Alex, I've seen some of your stuff, man. It's great.
Thank you.
I think it's be wise to work with you.
Thank you. I think it's the elephant in the room, and it's something that we have to talk about. Universities fundamentally offer a very similar product.
Yeah.
And I mean, sorry to say it, but we have to find really specific ways to differentiate different offers. And you know, where people can talk about, you know, of course we offer employability stats, we offer work placements, we will make you employable, we will transform your life, XYZ. Every university is offering the same things. We need to find a way to find uniqueness for each university in the category. And that is done by understanding the different types of students who engage with different universities and the different, it's that feeling you get when you arrive on campus. I just felt like I fit in here. Mm-hmm. We needed to find a way to quantify that and identify what that magical feeling was on campus. And so by understanding, you know, internal human values and understanding a way in which we are able to tap into those the uniqueness on each campus rather than just saying the same thing over and over again is incredibly important.
And so how do you measure success? Like how would Cleveland State measure the success of their $1.4 million rebrand, or how should they?
So there's quite a few KPIs that you can utilize to understand the measure of success of a rebrand project. Fundamentally, it's about brand awareness, brand perception, brand reach, and brand sentiment. And those are done through brand trackers. And so we always advise that every university has a brand tracker in place. They are not particularly resource intensive, but they do require some investment and also actionability off the back of it. It's all well and good knowing, well, we increased our brand awareness by 2% year on year, our share of voices increased, etc. But what are the actions that sit over the top of that to progress that forward? A brand project doesn't finish when you press go on the button and all of a sudden you've got a lovely new skin on your website and you're pressing play on a beautiful brand video. It carries on, it has to be pushed through. And so often when it comes to university brand rollout plans, it's understanding the success metrics that you've got and how can everything you've got underneath that ladder up to those results. So you know, Carl, you've talked about the content and the messaging that underpins a brand is incredibly important, and it's about how do you get the rest of the university to buy into that. It's not just going, we're marketing, here's the brand, yeah, go forth and market. It has to be so much more than that. And so you know, whilst there needs to be a level of control by central marketing, people need to feel like they own it. They need to feel proud of it and celebrate it. And that's the only way that you're going to be able to drive any kind of positive success in a brand project.
Go awesome. Forth and market is my new phrase.
Yeah, absolutely. Daily. There's our takeaway. What? Alex, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been truly insightful. Actually, before we go, Alex, where is the best place that people can find you?
On Twitter, I'm Alex_CR, or on LinkedIn. LinkedIn's probably the best place to...
Yeah. Twitter might not be here by the time we publish this. Who knows?
That's very true, yeah.
All right, well, let's wrap up then. Well, thank you very much to everybody watching today's episode of Most Clicked. This has been a podcast about digital marketing in HEFE and beyond. If you have enjoyed today's conversation, feel free to drop us a like or even subscribe for more each and every other week. And until next time, bye.